What do I see?
Answered the donkey.
A table covered with good things to eat and drink, and robbers sitting at it enjoying themselves.
That would be the sort of thing for us,
said the cock.
Yes, yes. Ah, how I wish we were there,
said the donkey. Then the animals took counsel together how they should manage to drive away the robbers, and at last they thought of a plan. The donkey was to place himself with his 4 feet upon the window ledge. The hound was to jump on the donkey's back. The cat was to climb upon the dog. And lastly, the cock was to fly up and perch upon the head of the cat. When this was done, at a given signal, they began to perform their music together. The donkey brayed, the hound barked, the cat mewed, and the cock crowed. Then they burst through the window into the room so that the glass clattered. At this horrible din, the robbers sprang up, thinking no otherwise than that a ghost had come in, and fled in a great fright out into the forest. The four companions now sat down at the table, well content with what was left, and ate as if they were going to fast for a month. As soon as the four minstrels had done, they put out the light and each sought for himself a sleeping place according to his nature and to what suited him. The donkey laid himself down upon some straw in the yard, the hound behind the door, the cat upon the hearth near the warm ashes, and the cock perched himself upon a beam of the roof, and being tired from their long walk, they soon went to sleep. When it was past midnight and the robbers saw from afar that the light was no longer burning in their house and all appeared quiet, the captain said,
"We ought not to have let ourselves be frightened out of our wits,"
and ordered one of them to go and examine the house. The messenger, finding all still, went into the kitchen to light a candle, and taking the glistening fiery eyes of the cat for live coals, he held the lucifer match to them to light it. But the cat did not understand the joke and flew in his face, spitting and scratching. He was dreadfully frightened and ran to the back door. But the dog, who lay there, sprang up and bit his leg. And as he ran across the yard by the straw heap, the donkey gave him a smart kick with its hind foot. The cock, too, who had been awakened by the noise and had become lively, cried down from the beam,
"Cock-a-doodle-doo!"
Then the robber ran back as fast as he could to his captain and said, "Oh, there's a horrible witch sitting in the house who spat on me and scratched my face with her long claws. And by the door stands a man with a knife who stabbed me in the leg. And in the yard there lies a black monster who beat me with a wooden club. And above, upon the roof, sits the judge who called out, 'Bring the rogue here to me.' So I got away as well as I could." After this, the robbers did not trust themselves in the house again. But it suited the four musicians of Bremen so well that they did not care to leave it any more. And the mouth of him who last told the story is still warm.
Brother and Sister. Brother took Sister by the hand and said,
"Look here, we haven't had one single happy hour since our mother died. That stepmother of ours beats us regularly every day, and if we dare go near her, she kicks us away. We never get anything but hard, dry crust to eat. Why, the dog under the table is better off than we are. She does throw him a good morsel or two now and then. Oh dear, if our own dear mother only knew all about it. Come along, let us go forth into the wide world together."
So off they started through fields and meadows, over hedges and ditches, and walked the whole day long. And when it rained, Sister said,
"Heaven and our hearts are weeping together."
Towards evening, they came to a large forest, and were so tired out with hunger and their long walk, as well as all their trouble, that they crept into a hollow tree and soon fell fast asleep. Next morning, when they woke up, the sun was already high in the heavens and was shining down bright and warm into the tree. Then said Brother,
"I'm so thirsty, Sister. If I did but know where to find a little stream, I'd go and have a drink. I do believe I hear one."
He jumped up, took Sister by the hand, and they set off to hunt for the brook. Now their cruel stepmother was in reality a witch, and she knew perfectly well that the two children had run away. She had crept secretly after them and had cast her spells over all the streams in the forest. Presently, the children found a little brook dancing and glittering over the stones, and Brother was eager to drink of it, but as it rushed past Sister, heard it murmuring,
Who drinks of me will be a tiger.
So she cried out,
"Oh, dear